Boomkit Industries proudly presents the Dixie Stenberg and Brassy Battalion Adventure Theater, a pendant production. In the early spring of 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt ordered the formation of a clandestine squadron of P-47 Thunderbolts. This squadron was known as Brassy Battalion, and this is their story. Tonight's episode, The Bastion of Evil. When we last left our hero, Dixie Stenberg, she and her teammates had just geo-slipped into Germany directly over the SCAR headquarters with the hope of dealing a death blow to the Society for the Continuation of Aggression and Ruination. Let's listen in and see if Brassy Battalion is able to shut SCAR down once and for all. We're with you, Dixie.
Okay, now's our chance. Lily, I want you bringing up the rear. Everyone else up front with me. We buzz the castle and you drop your bombs right on their front door. Lily, as soon as the bombs have detonated, you get in there and get your payload on the ground to deal with the ground forces. Everybody got that?
Can't wait, honey.
I'm with you to the end, Miss Dixie.
Let's wipe them out.
Remember, we stick together.
Don't be such a pansy. We got this thing lit.
Now!
Bombs rained down upon the SCAR like a boxer pummeling his opponent, shaking and rattling the castle down to its core.
We're clear.
Ground troops are already emerging.
And they have anti-aircraft guns.
Well, that stands to reason. If they had them back in the Nevada desert.
I can make it.
Don't do it, you crazy dame. You'll get yourself killed.
I can make it.
Your bravery makes Sally proud, Miss LaRue.
Let them have it, Lily.
We'll cover you as best we can.
Lily dove straight toward the castle, enemy fire filling her vision and tossing her about.
Lily, pull up. You're not going to make it.
Yes, I am.
There, right behind her. The troops are massing.
I'm on it.
Watch out. Their aim is getting better.
Still, you filthy Nazis. They scatter like ants.
I got it.
Lily! She's been hit!
Yeah, no kidding. That flat sheared off her tail.
Eject, Lily. Live to fight another day.
Do it, Lily. Get out of there.
No, I need to drop the robot.
Get out of there now.
Almost there.
Lily!
Got it.
Get out! Now!
Enjoy the party, boys. It's been fun.
And now, a word from our sponsor, the Umket Industries Happy Homemaker Division.
If I could please have a moment of your time, we have a very urgent message to relay to you.
Oh, look, folks, that shiny green machine you hear is Nebulon, our new and improved, highly educated, very smart robot.
Yes, but enough about me for 10 seconds, you heady ape.
What could be so important as to interrupt the Dixie Stenberg and Brassy Battalion Adventure Theater as brought to you by Umket Industries?
They're whipping their wives.
What? Who?
Men!
That is a travesty of justice. Everyone knows women can't defend themselves.
I hold no love for any beast from the Scythian family, but even I know that's just not right.
Please, tell us more.
You see, from coast to coast across America, men are beating their wives. In Umket Industries, cake-baking contests.
I don't think I very much appreciate you toying with my emotions, Robert.
That's Nebulon to you, you sweaty biosack.
Of course, but how is this possible?
Because now even amateurs bake better cakes than any lowly housewife with the Umket Industries Jubilation Cake Mix.
Ooh, my heart's on a twitter. Is it made with Umket irradiated soy flour?
Only the finest.
But is this possible? Could it be true? Why, who could that be?
another smelly hairball come to visit? Oh, joy.
Why, look, folks, it's well-known manly man, Joey Scalzetti.
Yeah, that's right. It's me, Joey the Skull. And I'm here to tell you I ain't never had a cake as good as the Umket Industries Jubilation Cake Mix.
And you made it yourself?
Yeah, who'd have thunk, right?
I imagine it tastes even better than experienced homemakers using their best two egg recipes.
That's some good robotic imagination you got there, Nebulon.
Well, I am the new model, you Cro-Magnon beast.
Here, have a bite.
Oh, no. Didn't we say there was a radiated soy flour in that?
And how, pal?
Oh, no.
That may be the best thing ever in the history of existence. Next to me, why, I bet it makes good yellow, white, or spice cake.
Oh, indeed.
And if your family's dream dessert is ginger cake, Umket has a mix for that, too.
A mix with which you can make your cake dreams come true.
Yeah, with just 4 minutes effort. Because really, if it takes longer than that, I ain't interested.
Sure, you just add water, mix, and bake, and you've got it!
A golden brown dessert with a smooth texture and a taste straight from robot heaven. It's spicy and rich, yet is tender and light.
That's because it's made from that Umket irradiated flour stuff.
Every flavorful bite is cake-like, cake-tender, cake-alicious. Give me more!
Now listen to this. On every package of Umket Industries Jubilation Cake Mix, we give you 372 serving suggestions.
Get out of town.
They're easy, but they're glamorous.
Make me a gathered cake, and then a cheesecake, and then a sponge cake. And maybe a wedding cake.
It's happening again. You can turn out elegant desserts even if you've never been in a kitchen before.
Yeah, I'm living proof. My cake's even better than my mom's.
What? Who on earth could have this number?
Ignore it.
So ask your grocer for Umket Industries Jubilation Cake Mix today.
And make me a devil's food cake! Oh, and an angel's food cake, too!
We now return to our program, back at AeroQuest Dynamics, where McGuff and Freudenberg are wearing a hole in the floor with their frequent pacing.
I assure you, Mr. McGuff, your pacing is doing nothing but helping to exasperate your ubiquitous presentiment.
Huh?
I worry for them too, boss. Especially Miss Lily. I know she is an accomplished pilot, but love is love, yeah?
You two are making yourselves crazy with worry.
You can talk like the rest of us talk? Which is to say, saying words that we say when we talk that other people understand?
Of course. I just prefer to be formal.
Why use so many words if you don't need to?
The English language is full of hundreds of thousands of words, Mr. McGuff. I prefer to say what I mean, rather than say something generally in the same ballpark.
Again, I say, huh?
Why say a yard when I can say a foot? Understand?
No.
Some words are more precise, and thus closer to the intended meaning.
Indubitably, Mr. Freudenberg.
Freudenberg.
Yeah, boss?
Get back to pacing.
Yeah, boss.
No matter. The point is that the Brassy Battalion shall emerge victorious from this most momentous mission.
They had better. Or Billingsley won't be the only one with a face like blueberry pie.
Now let's head back to Germany, where inside the castle, things are not going well for SCAR.
What was that?
More bombs, you dolt!
Still more? I would have hoped they'd have run out by now.
You there! Troops! Get to the anti-aircraft guns!
Right away, Miss Rennie!
Can I get the one in front this time?
You always get the one in front!
Well, shut up! We have to play fair and take turns!
Just go already before I slit your throats and watch as your insides pour out through your neck!
I was just going to say, let's go already!
Yeah, good thinking.
What's our launch capability? Wilker!
Oh, Rennie, this is no good at all. Geist is still coming, you know. He's not going to like to find his castle in ruins. He shall be very upset with you.
Me? This is
Oh, that's easy for you to say. A meek, timid assistant never gets the blame.
I always got the blame. A meek? Timid?
Ow, that hurt. Now I don't feel like baking anymore.
You two are disgusting. It's like you're married.
Don't you start!
What are our launch capabilities?
The main tunnel has collapsed. We're doomed. Doomed!
What about the secondary emergency tunnel?
Hmm? Oh yes, of course! We can escape that way!
No one's escaping! No one! Understand?
But...
I don't want to escape! If we hurry, we can at least launch Zeta Squad!
Our most ruthless machines! Refulgent Obsidian Folk Wolf 190s! Excellent!
If we can't beat them with quantity, at least we can try via quality.
What a novel idea!
The pilots are still rough around the edges. They lack leadership in the air.
Worry not, Vrinivor, that is where I come in.
You can fly?
Of course I can, and quite splendidly too, I might add. Why do you think Scar recruited me for the undercover mission?
Honestly, I had no idea.
Soon Brassy Battalion shall feel the wrath of Reginald Billingsley and his terrifying Zeta Squad.
Just outside the main castle chamber, the SCAR troops climbed into their anti-aircraft embankments.
Yeah, take that, you pigs!
Yeah, like, leave us alone and everything.
Ah, look there! That one plane is heading right for us!
Shoot it!
Ugh, the plane is too fast, I can't hit it!
Keep trying!
I got it!
No, I got it!
You could never, your pop was blind!
Yeah, and I got good ears.
Ah, he dropped a bomb!
It's another dud.
Oh, maybe there's a middleman in that one too.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. They wouldn't bring it with them all the way to Germany. What's that noise?
Ach, the plane!
What plane?
The plane you shot! It's heading right for us!
Run away! Guns are gone. Freddy will be mad.
Ah, forget Freddy, look! The metal man!
Run away, run away!
Oh, don't be ridiculous, you said. Why don't you stay and fight it if you're so smart?
Cease and desist all hostilities or I will be forced to deliver a most unpleasant housewarming gift courtesy of Umket Industries and Brassy Battalion.
Oh, housewarming gift?
How unpleasant could that be?
Yeah, I'm so totally scared.
Oh, is that a machine gun hand?
Run! Obey!
Back in the air, Dixie has spotted something that sends chills down her spine.
Lily's been shot down!
But she took out the gun.
Lily! She ejected, but I don't see her. What if she's been captured?
Perhaps another rescue mission is in order.
We're all getting ahead of ourselves. We've got company.
Impossible! We blew out the launch tunnel.
Yeah, I don't see nothing.
I'm going after Lily.
Tommy, wait! Damn it! He's the one who was worried about sticking together.
I still don't see what company you speak of, Miss Dixie.
Down near the base of the mountain. I count 5 190s closing in.
Goodness, they're so hard to see.
They're all black.
That ain't right. Something ain't right about this. This is trouble.
We take them out, and then the castle is ours.
No. If they got those planes in the air, they can send more. That secondary launch tunnel needs to be closed down.
What's the plan, Miss Dixie?
Corny, I want you to go after Tommy. You've both been in the castle. You find Lily and you get the hell out.
No sooner said than done. Excelsior!
Benny, I want you to close that second tunnel. For good.
I was hoping you would say that.
Got any bombs left?
Ah, just one. But that is all I will need.
Hey, what about me? Let me close the tunnel.
Stuff it, Joey. You all set, Benny?
For the glory of Stalin!
So what? I gotta sit here and babysit you?
Listen, Joey.
I could have gone after Tommy.
You don't know the layout of the castle.
I could have closed down that tunnel.
You don't have any bombs left.
Ah, what do you know?
I know you're a crazy hotshot who thinks he's better than everyone else.
And
that's
no...
just what we need right now.
Yeah, what? It is?
5-on-2, Joey. Not good odds.
Well, when you put it that way...
We have to keep the fighters occupied. Benny needs to be clear to close that tunnel before the situation gets any worse. And Corny and Tommy will be sitting ducks as they make for the castle.
Hey, I ain't about to let them down.
Nobility? Joey, I've never seen this side of you.
Yeah? Well, there's another side of me you ain't seen before, too. Let's show these jokers why they call me the Skull.
Joey and Dixie engaged the German planes, but little did they know they were up against Reginald Billingsley and the fearsome Zeta Squad. After landing their planes a short way from SCAR headquarters, Cornelius and Tommy bolted for the castle at top speed.
Land sakes, it's 5-2. Dixie and Joey.
They can take care of themselves. Come on. Lily needs us.
Would you look at that? I've never seen such wild maneuvers.
Keep moving. There are troops coming.
Take that, you vile Nazis.
They're returning fire. Run faster.
It's no use. They're going to overtake us at any moment. We're doomed.
Oh, Lily. We failed you.
Think again, boy.
Lily!
Where in tarnation did you get a machine gun?
From one of the SCAR troops I disposed of.
Disposed of?
Honey, there's no man in this world I can't handle. It's what I do.
We thought you were in the castle.
No, I landed a short ways away from it.
I was worried they might torture you like they did me and...
Oh, isn't that sweet? I'd kiss you for it. But I'm off the market for the time being.
Aha! Mr. Freudenberg scored himself a right proper keeper.
Here, take these guns from the SCAR troops. And hopefully we can hold off the next wave.
Let's take cover before more troops arrive.
An excellent idea.
As Lily, Thomas, and Cornelius waited in the foliage to surprise the next wave of SCAR troops, Dixie and Joey had their hands full in the suddenly crowded sky.
They're all over me!
Sorry, I can't help you, Toots. I got problems of my own.
I got one! He's not going down.
You must have missed.
No, I know I hit him.
Aha. Now I got one, and... Ah, crap, they're not going down. They're bulletproof.
Now you're on the trolley.
We're never gonna make it.
We gotta get out of here.
Good day, Miss Denberg.
Bill?
How'd you get this frequency?
I was a spy, remember?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, Miss Denberg, remember all the violence you perpetrated against me? How could you forget? Well, I do believe it's time I returned the favor.
Meanwhile, Benedict had problems of his own.
There is tunnel. Line up shot. What? The bomb is not releasing. The switch is jammed. Dixie and Joseph are already outnumbered, and the others are out in the open, vulnerable. The tunnel will be closed.
With a grimace on his face and blood boiling in his veins, Benedict aimed his radiant thunderbolt directly at the entrance to the launch tunnel. Don't do it, Benedict! There's too much to live for!
Must get angle just right.
Benedict's plane grew closer to the tunnel's entrance, and closer. And closer still.
Pull the nose up.
Benedict brought his plane to a safe landing just a short way inside the tunnel. Whew, you had me worried, Benedict.
Live to fight another day, da? That is what my Irinushka told me. SCAR troops!
Benedict used all of his remaining ammunition in his plane to cut down the SCAR troops in the tunnel. Like a hot knife of justice through Nazi butter.
That will teach you to spread bigotry.
Deftly, he climbed from the cockpit, crowbar in hand. Using his massive strength, he pried at the bomb.
Get off my plane, you cursed bomb.
The bomb suddenly detached and fell to the floor. Look out!
It did not detonate? Oh, Stalin is watching over me.
Yes, Benedict, perhaps. He climbed back into his cockpit, turned around, and launched from the tunnel to return to the air.
Benny, why isn't that tunnel shut down yet?
The bomb would not detach.
Damn it.
So I landed inside and detached it personally.
You crazy Rusky.
It needs to be shot, but my ammunition is gone.
I'm on it. You two draw their fire so I can get a clean shot. And watch out for Bill. He fights up with fear.
You will all fear the wrath of Zeta Squad.
Did he say Grape Squad? Ain't that some French fool?
Sounded like Baby Squad to me.
Zeta! Zeta! Forget the subordinate. Dixie is your target.
Dixie, be careful. They are following you.
I'm on them.
Dixie streaked toward the tunnel, Zeta Squad hot on her tail, and Joey Scalzetti hot on theirs.
Not much ammo left. Can't miss. Must get closer.
Dixie's plane grew closer to the tunnel's entrance, and closer, and closer still.
Now!
Pull up, Dixie!
Come on, baby!
Dixie pulled clear of the mountain as the bomb exploded and flames licked the air, consuming the untrained Zeta Squad pilots who weren't able to pull up in time.
That almost got me!
Oh, except for Reginald Billingsley, who was an even more accomplished pilot than we previously thought. Fortunately, Joey Scalzetti was still hot on his tail.
Give it up, Scalzetti! You know these planes are bulletproof.
Oh, yeah? I bet they ain't plane-proof.
In a move hitherto not attempted by anyone claiming to have their sanity intact, Joey maneuvered his plane directly over Billingsley's and began to descend.
What are you doing? Get your plane off of mine!
You got a problem, Bill? Feeling a little heavy?
This isn't how it's done. You're supposed to shoot at me, and it's not supposed to hurt.
Oh, I think there's gonna be some hurt involved.
This isn't fair. The Thunderbolt is nearly twice as heavy as the Volkswolf 190.
Ah, stop it, Bill.
Joey pushed down with all of his might, his Thunderbolt forcing Billingsley into a nosedive he had no hope of escaping from.
Give my regards to Hitler, jerk.
Joey, you did it! I knew your craziness would come in handy.
Yeah. Oh, looks like Bill ejected before the crash, though. He's heading for the castle.
He's not getting away that easy.
Quickly, Dixie, Joey, and Benedict landed their planes and joined up with their fellow battalion members.
It's good to see you again, Dixie. I was ever so worried for your well-being.
Benedict and Joseph, we all made it.
This calls for a celebration.
Hey, who's got the brewskis? Mission accomplished.
I think to celebrate would be premature.
Benny's right. Bill's in the castle, so to the castle we go.
The battalion members clutched their weapons tightly as they wound their way through the twisted, knotted interior of the SCAR castle, fighting off troops as they made their way to the main chamber, only to find...
You!
Me?
Who are you? Where's Bill?
We're all going to die.
Billingsley, I don't know. But I know that you've not heard the last of the Zeta Squadron.
He lives to fight another day.
We toasted him once. We'll do it again.
And how?
Look out! More troops are coming.
Well then, let's show them how to have a good time.
Kill the intruders!
That's what I'm trying to do, you know!
It would be a lot easier if they'd stop shooting back at us.
Tell me where Bill is.
He's just another subordinate in the SCAR network. Wouldn't you rather have a bigger fish to fry?
What are you getting at?
Oh no. Geist? Not here. Not now.
Geist has always been here, you idiot!
What? Impossible. Where?
It's...
me!
Freddy? You're Geist? How did you do whatever you just did? Why do you look all blue and translucent and... evil.
Now you all feel the wrath of SCAR!
Hey, cover! Here, behind this embankment!
It
we coordinate our fire, we can better hold them off.
It's no use. There's too many of them. We're trapped.
The Nazi Party's membership on planet Earth is hereby revoked. Thanks for playing. Please don't come again. Keep your arms, hands, feet, and legs inside the vehicle at all times, and please, no flash pictures.
An axe hand tool?
This is so not fair. Our medical plan won't cover this.
The robot cutting out the troops.
Literally.
Finally, my life has meaning.
That one nearly got me.
Nearly got you? What about me? I'm the important one.
Tell me how to defeat her.
I don't know how to defeat her. She was all meek and mild, and I like that. But now she's not, and I don't like that.
We passed tons of laboratories on the way to this room. Something in one of them must be useful somehow.
If I tell you, she'll kill me.
If you don't tell me, I'll kill you.
All right. Here.
What is it? Some sort of ray gun?
Yes, some sort.
You keep it in your pocket?
Well, Geist was coming, and I had no idea it was ready, but I was afraid for my life.
Get out of my way! Ugh. Your name is Rennie?
Call me Geist!
How about I just shoot you in your biscuit?
Dixie fired her ray gun, each shot that missed taking a chunk out of the walls of the SCAR castle. Rennie fired back with her ghostly blasts, and together the two laid waste to the castle around them.
The castle is coming down around us. Run!
Miss Dixie!
She can take care of herself, honey.
Da, time to go.
Come on, hurry!
Run away!
Give it up! The base is destroyed. Gar is finished.
You fool! This is but one of dozens of Scar bases. You've done nothing that can't be undone.
Well then, let's fix that.
Is it over?
I think we did it.
As I knew we would.
I am so glad to see the vile place in ruins.
This was such a good time. We should do it more often.
Let's get back home and celebrate. Dixie, why the long face?
Because, Lily, the fight has only just begun. It's endless enmity.
This production has starred Renee Christine Jones as Dixie Stenberg.
Can't believe it. Dozens more Scar bases?
Shannon Gaffney as Frank McGuff.
I don't think her laughing is so very laughable.
Steve Anderson as Reginald Billingsley.
Finally, a triumph for Reginald Billingsley.
What, are you mental? I shoved you right out of the sky.
But I survived to torment you again another day, you insipid scoundrel. I think I'm going to stop coming to these end credits. This is ludicrous.
Jeremiah McCoy as Archibald Withersby.
We'd all be happier for it. Away with you.
Like that, wouldn't you?
Terribly so.
Pete Mylon as Freudenberg.
Lily, my little turtle love, you survived.
Of course, honey. With special thanks to our robot friend.
Ah, young love. It warms my motorized servos like nothing else.
John Sulzbach as Cornelius Robert Sims Pearson.
Well, how about slightly older, love? Does that warm your servos, robot?
Are you coming on to me?
Heavens, no. I meant me and Dixie and...
Cool it, Corny.
Always the love watcher, never the love haver.
Anthony Pacelli as Joey Scalzetti.
I've had plenty of girls. I got one waiting in every town.
Sure you do, buddy.
What? I do.
Does your ma know?
Ah, hell.
Joseph, you need to respect women. A girl in every town? Oh, dear me. No, that's
ma,
just not
ma,
proper.
Stop.
I told you to find one nice girl and settle down and
ma,
make some nice babies
ma,
for
stop,
me to pamper.
Ma,
Chris Britton as Thomas Galen.
I've got a sweetie back in Blighty.
Oh, how cute.
Will no one ever love me?
I like you, Robert.
You do?
Yeah, we can be friends.
Happy days are here again.
Perry Whittle as Benedict Dedarchenko.
I have love. My Irinushka is always with me.
Stop! You will make my ocular observation devices make oily secretions of sadness.
We do not lose what we carry with us always in our hearts.
Stop!
Alicia Lane Matheson as Lily LaRue.
Do you think we have a love that strong, Freudenberg?
Only time will tell, Miss Lily.
Catherine Pride as Vrenny.
The world is mine.
Justin Dobby as Volker.
Aren't you dead?
Boo!
Ah! Oh, I am so very frightened.
You made the weapon that let Dixie defeat me.
What? I... No. Well, yes, but...
Come back here!
Please forgive me. I want to live.
Julie Goldstein as the robot.
Perhaps they are in love, too.
Oh, you think?
Ew.
Philip Weber as SCAR Trooper 1.
It's so unfair.
David Ault as SCAR Trooper 2.
Yeah, we need a robot of our own.
Whoa, that gives me an idea.
Sing it, sister.
Michael K. Moss as Mrs. Scalzetti.
About you being able to bake a cake better than me. Don't be a fool, Joseph.
Ah, jeez, Ma.
Amanda Fitzwater as Nebulon.
More cake.
And Jeffrey Bridges as the commercial announcer.
This is the end. You know robots and irradiated soy flour are a bad mix.
Special appearance by Jim Hamilton as Arnold Wilhelm. This is Seth Adamshire. Stay tuned next time as Brassy Battalion returns home, only at PendantAudio.com. You've been listening to a Pendant production of the Dixie Stenbergen Brassy Battalion Adventure Theater, brought to you by the Umket Industries Happy Homemaker Division's Jubilation Cake Mix. And remember...
What about a pound cake?
Yes,
pounds and pounds of delicious cake!
Ooh, a pound cake.
Make me a pound cake!
Stay safe, America, and good night.
This production was written by Jeffrey Bridges and directed by Seth Adamshire. Umket Industries presents the Dixie Stenbergen Brassy Battalion Adventure Theater, created by Jeffrey Bridges, copyright 2007, Pendant Productions. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.
Finally, free.